Corant of California in San Francisco, creators of feminine sportswear, join with their distributors from coast to coast to present Showstoppers. Here comes a showstopper. Featuring your host,
yours truly, Knox Manning.
And starring the story of that genial professor of music,
Kay Kaiser.
Showstoppers, these are the stories behind the success of the great stars of radio, screen, and stage. Reliving that never-to-be-forgotten moment when famous performers first won acclaim, when they first stopped the show. In the language of the theater, stopping the show means turning the corner from obscurity to fame. In that instant, to the tune of thunderous applause, a new star takes his place in the bright firmament of show business. Each week, Showstoppers brings you a star and a story. This week, it's Kay Kaiser.
Evening, folks. How y'all?
To millions of people throughout the world, that smiling greeting has become a symbol of musical fun and laughter and an invitation to start the feet tapping to the rhythm of that makes-you-want-to-dance music of Kay Kaiser. Thanks for dropping in on us, Fess.
Oh, think nothing of it, Knox. It's a pleasure.
You know, Kay, this is a chance I've been waiting and hoping for a long, long time.
You have?
Yep. I've been listening to your College of Musical Knowledge, and who doesn't, and I've been itching to turn the tables on you.
I see. You're going to be asking the questions, and I'm going to be giving the answers, I hope. All right, Knox, shoot.
Well, first of all, where are you from?
I was born in Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
North Carolina, huh? So you come by that sly touch of the South in your speech naturally.
Yes, sir, naturally.
Did you go to school there?
Sure did, Knox. I was graduated from Rocky Mount High School and then went on to the University of North Carolina with the intention of studying law.
Law? Not music, Kay?
No, I didn't get interested in music, that is, seriously, until my last year in college.
Well, but you sort of dabbled around with it before that, hadn't you? What instrument do you play, Kay? I don't believe I've ever heard about that.
Well, neither does anyone else, Knox. I don't play any.
What? You mean to tell me that you don't play any instrument that you never have?
That's right. Unless you'd call a soapbox a musical instrument. You know, as a kid in Rocky Mount, I used to bang out some pretty fair rhythm with a hammer. I'm the only one in my family who didn't learn to play or wasn't interested in music in one way or another, and it sure did worry my parents.
Oh, but if you weren't a musician, Kay, how did you ever get mixed up with a dance band?
Oh, I suppose you might say I was kind of forced into it. You see, while I was at the University of North Carolina, I got interested in all kinds of things. College musical shows, cheerleading, advertising, publications.
But how did all that lead to your becoming a band leader, Kay?
Well, I'm coming to that now, Knox. You know, the late Hal Kemp went to North Carolina, too. And he used to lead the campus orchestra. Well, the fall that he took his orchestra up north to play professionally, he talked me into organizing a band to sort of take up where he left off.
Yeah, but how could you do that when you didn't know anything about music?
That's exactly what I asked Hal. And he said, well, you've got a pretty good name on the campus, and you're a good organizer, so get the boys together and get them going. And when you finish school, if you want to, you can step out of the band. But that stepping out part didn't work.
Why? What happened?
Well, the boys felt my monkey shines were as important as their music, so they talked me into staying on. After that, I took all the musical courses possible at the university there to make myself worthy of leading the fellas.
Yeah, and instead of becoming a learned judge, you became the genial professor of the College of Musical Knowledge.
Well, that's another story, Knox. But I did stay with the band after getting my A.B. degree in 1928. We played around here and there for several years and not doing too well, I might say.
Well, you've done more than well since those days. I happen to know that just before the war, Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge was the greatest in-person attraction the theater's ever known. Yet you gave that up after Pearl Harbor, didn't you?
Yes, Knox. We canceled all our commercial engagements other than radio and devoted all our time to entertaining our troops here and overseas.
Yeah, and I've heard some wonderful reports about you and your gang from the GIs.
Oh, Knox, it was fun. We were glad to have had a share in it.
Yeah, I know you were. When did you first get started in commercial radio, Kay?
Well, that was in the fall of 1937. The College of Musical Knowledge started as a sustaining show on WGN. In Chicago, midnight to 1 a.m. Chicago time.
1 o'clock in the morning?
Sure, Knox, on Monday nights. After 16 weeks, the show came to the attention of Mr. Lucky Strike, and he bought it on a three-station hookup. Well, after an 8-week test, we went on coast to coast.
And the date of that first coast-to-coast commercial broadcast to the College of Musical Knowledge?
March 1st, 1938, Knox, on NBC, Wednesday night, 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, a spot we've had ever since.
Oh, nearly 9 years in the same spot. That sounds like a real showstopper, all right. Tell me, Kay, how'd you ever hit on the idea for the College of Musical Knowledge?
Well, strangely enough, the late Hal Kemp was mixed up in that, too, though only indirectly. You see, in 1934, our band tried to follow him into the Black Hawk restaurant in Chicago, and believe me, that was a tough assignment, too. And to improve the traditionally poor Monday night business, Hal had been doing a special broadcast, which he called Midnight Flyers, and it was really a humdinger.
And you dreamed up the college to replace that,
huh? Oh, no, I didn't dream up anything, Knox, during that engagement. But I did make up my mind that if I ever went back to the Black Hawk, we'd come back with an idea that would make Monday as big a night as it was with the Midnight Flyers.
So?
So, we were booked in there again in October of 1937. And I still clung to my resolution. I had to have an idea. Well, you can see that I was on a spot, Knox.
You certainly were on a spot, Kay. So the College of Musical Knowledge was born under pressure, so to speak. We'll be back for Kay Kaiser's exciting showstopper in just a few moments.
Corrath of California creates active and spectator sportswear. Sportswear with functional features to fit your busy life. Sportswear that's always ready to go with the minimum of care, the maximum of casual comfort. Trick skirts and pleat skirts, girdle slacks and trick combos. Remember these names. They have a place in your life. They mean scintillating color, flattering lines. They mean sportswear that comes only from Corrette of California.
Back to Showstoppers, and to the story behind the success of Kay Kaiser and his College of Musical Knowledge. Well, Kay, we're all waiting anxiously to hear just how your famous college was founded.
Well, as I've said, Knox, I was determined to come up with an idea that would sustain Monday night business at the Black Hawk Restaurant. I didn't want to go back there for a second engagement unless I had the answer.
Well, how'd you get the answer?
Well, I don't know. I just tried to think of all kinds of things that hadn't been tried. But my mind seemed to go more and more towards question and answer programs. I'd heard them on the radio, and one or two of them had just begun to catch on.
And?
Well, it suddenly dawned on me that no one was doing a musical quiz. So I got pretty excited over the idea, I guess. It seemed to have almost limitless possibilities. So I got some of the boys in the band together one night, and I put it up to them. Say, boys, I think I got an idea that may help build up Monday nights here at the Black Hawk. And I want to get your reaction to it.
What kind of an idea, Kay?
Well, I've been listening to the radio a good bit lately, especially these quiz shows. Some of them are beginning to catch on, you know.
Yeah, I heard that professor quiz the other night.
Yeah, but we're not on the air, remember? We're in a restaurant.
I know all that. But if people like to be asked questions on the air, why wouldn't they like it in a floor show?
They get prizes on the radio, Kay.
Well, we'd give them prizes at the Black Hawk. Maybe a bottle of champagne or something like that.
Sure, they'd go for that.
Yeah, they might. But what kind of a quiz show could we do? Where does the band come in?
The band? Listen, the band is the most important part of it. Because we'd do a musical quiz show.
Hey, I think you got something there,
sure,
kid.
Sure. We could play tunes and have the contestants guess their titles. Old tunes, new tunes.
Sure, and other musical questions, too.
Sure.
Like songs that suggest ideas of places or events.
Oh, wait a minute. Where do we get our contestants? From the customers?
Certainly, certainly.
They love it.
Sure. Now, look, if you boys afford it, I think it's worth a try.
Well, I think it's a good idea, all right, Kay. What have we got to lose?
Oh, I'm all for it. Hey, what about a catchy name for the show?
Well, I thought maybe it's something like a course in musical knowledge, you know, to sort of give it the school atmosphere.
Well, how about all this college stuff, Kay? They go for that in a floor show. We could decorate the place, give it campus atmosphere.
Yeah, pennants on the walls, waiters in caps and gowns.
Yeah.
And hey, and the band could wear horn-rimmed glasses and sweatshirts. And we could have them print the menus in college jargon.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got an idea.
What?
About the name for the show.
What is it?
We ought to play up this college atmosphere, Kay, and play on the K sounds, too.
That sounds
only
good.
Only course is too academical. We used to have fun in college.
Yeah. You mean use college instead of course?
Sure. How about K. Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge?
So that's how you and your boys arrived at a format and that famous name for your show, Kay.
Yeah, Knox, and I think I ought to add that while much has been added from time to time, the basic idea has not been changed since that first meeting. And, you know, many of our original gang have gone on to bigger and better things, but I think the kids who have replaced them have carried on in the same tradition, and they're doing a swell job.
They sure are, Kay. Everybody in the country knows that. And the show that we hear every Wednesday night in 1946 is practically the same as your original showstopper at the Black Hawk Restaurant.
Just about, Knox, except for the past year and a half, our sponsor has been Colgate Palmolive Pete.
Oh, and on that October night in 1937, I wish I might have been among the privileged few in Chicago who witnessed the show-stopping birth of the now world-famous College of Musical Knowledge. That night, the customers at the Black Hawk Restaurant looked about in wonder at the college pennants and other decorations, at the waiters in the black graduation caps and gowns, at their menus framed in college terminology. Then the lights went down, and the spotlight fell on a band dressed in college sweatshirts, and they heard...
Evening, folks. Hi, y'all. Well, that's good. Tonight, we're introducing a new kind of floor show here at the Black Hawk. We call it Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge. And you are the students, and I'm going to be the old professor. So, greetings, students.
And so, Kay Kaiser, who had an idea about a musical quiz, stopped the show at the Black Hawk Restaurant in Chicago in 1937. His College of Musical Knowledge has been stopping them ever since, on the air, in the theaters, on records, and in pictures. That's why Kay Kaiser is one of the truly great showstoppers.
Children, this is Kay Kaiser, back just long enough to invite you to be on hand again next week for the story of Constance Bennett. So long, everybody.
Corette of California in San Francisco and their distributors throughout the nation have presented Showstoppers. Listen again next week, same time, same station, for another performance of Showstoppers.